Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And that's the issue of what we're talking about, love here. Let brotherly love continue. Now again, I told you I read a lot of different commentaries. I have a bunch. I had them laid out the other day, just piled up. And I was just amazed. Nobody had mentioned this. Maybe somebody in the past had mentioned this. But I think he wasn't just talking to those believers who was in the church. I think he was also referring about loving each other in the church. I think he's also referring to those who had left the church. Remember, the book of Hebrews is talking to those believers who were in persecution and difficulties. And a lot of them went back to temple worship, sacrificing lambs, you know, again. And I believe he had these people also in mind, that they left that assembly and they went back. And I wouldn't doubt there was some animosity among those believers. Kind of like it would be, it's just human nature, if you will, that if somebody was to leave this church, that we would tend to push them away. You know what I'm talking about? That, well, they're gone and now we just leave them alone. I believe this is part of that message that he had here about let brotherly love continue. Even though they're not in our assembly, they're still our brothers in Christ. They're still our sisters in Christ. They still are in God's family. And so we need to let brotherly love continue, where the thought is we ought to love one another regardless. And by the way, isn't that hard to do? Amen, preacher. It's so difficult. It's easy to love those who are lovable, those who love you back, but those who you get turned sideways with or who are turned sideways with you. Now, we're talking about believers here, okay? We're to love everybody. But he said, let brotherly love continue. The word brotherly love here is that word in the Greek language, Philadelphia. I may have pronounced it wrong. It's how you say it, temple, Philadelphia. Pretty close, yeah. Literally, that Philadelphia is a city of brotherly love there in Pennsylvania. So they get the name from that. And he's talking about within God's family, we're to love everybody. I mean, love everybody. We may not love their actions. We may not love the sin, but of course, we're to love everybody. But I think he's narrowing it down to those brothers and sisters in Christ, even if they don't agree with you. Now, there's a lot of people who we don't agree with, okay? And I'm talking even Baptists. I saw something last night. I showed Kyler was at the house, and we saw a neat little movie. I forget, that Ringing Them Bells or something like that nature. And before he left, I wanted to show him something really neat. It's kind of a comical thing about how a Calvinist should pray, all right? I don't know if you've seen. It's kind of a play on the Calvinist would thank the Lord for some things and all. You have to look it up. It's really, really funny. Anyway, even though they don't believe like I do, we ought to love these people. Okay. Again, I'm struggling to say the right things this morning about even if they don't. Okay. I believe once saved, always saved. That's never going to change. But there's a lot of people who believe you could lose your salvation. Okay. I hate to be in that camp but you know, we're still to love them as brothers and sisters in Christ. But I say we, as pastors, as preachers sometime, throw stones at those other people because they ain't like us, okay? And so as I was studying this week again, it kind of hit me because you know how I am sometimes about other denominations and all. But we're still to love them. Let brotherly love continue. You know, love, let me add this one to you. Love covers a multitude of sins. You ever read that? When you love somebody, you're able to forgive them. And that's why I think he's thinking not just in an assembly of those who are still gathered together, but those maybe who left that assembly and went back to worship, taking those little lambs. I think he said, listen, let it still love them. Let it continue. The word continue literally means to remain, to abide, not to perish, to last and to endure. We're to love our brothers and sisters in Christ no matter what, even those who have left us. Brotherly love is not just a feeling of benevolence, but it is a caring commitment toward other believers. Where brotherly love is present, resent, anger, and animosity is easily quelled. And I got a new Bible, and I'm having a hard time finding my old Bible. I could flip right to it, and these pages are still sticking together. Over the time, I guess I'm be able to get through it. But anyway, Ephesians chapter 4, we read these words. Let all bitterness and wrath, anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, he's talking to believers. Let brotherly love continue. And then he says this, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, I think I'm talking to the right people this morning. As believers, sometimes we have a hard time of forgiving others. But remember, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you, we need to forgive others. Let brotherly love continue. And if we do, resentment, anger, animosity is easily quelled. Brotherly love, it stirs up compassion and encourages acts of kindness. In 1 John chapter number 3, verse 17, we read these words. But whosoever hath this world's good, let me back up. Verse number 15. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Because he laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeing his brother hath need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? So when we have this kind of love, it stirs up compassion and encourages acts of kindness to those in need. And of course, this season of giving and Christmas season, we tend to give more. But this should be an everyday thing, that we show acts of kindness for those in need. It shows that we are his disciples in John 13:35. By this shall all men know that you're my disciple. How? Well, if you go to church. If you do good things. No. If you have love one for another. By this shall all men know if you're my disciples, if you have love one for another. So again, that thought about let brotherly love continue. Again, I'm looking out over the congregation and I'm talking to the right people because I'm talking to myself. It's difficult sometimes. It really is. It's difficult, even as loving other believers, because of what they've done to us, has said to us, has hurt our feelings, and we throw up our... Do you know what I'm talking about? Or I'm the only one like that. But we have to be reminded by God's word. By this shall all men know that you're my disciple. If you have love one for another, which means when we go home this morning, don't be talking about your preacher, unless it's good. All right? And when you're around other people, don't be talking about bad, are y'all following? Once in a while I do marriage counseling. I hadn't had it for a while because all y'all are happily married, okay? But I would tell, Eric's the only happily married one here. Okay? I would tell the husband and the spouse, tell your spouse the good things and tell God the bad things. We tend, when we get in a fuss, you bring all the bad things up about your spouse. Well, yeah, right, right, right. Tell God the bad things and tell your spouse the good things. Why? You let brotherly love continue. It will cover love. This kind of love will cover a multitude of sins. I've already mentioned that, 1 Peter 4:8.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference from January the 22nd through the 26th. That's Monday through Friday, the 22nd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each evening. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.